This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is June 30th, 2015. Broadcasting from new studio on the east side of Atlanta. Shout out to Mr. MOB for making that happen for us. Calhoun and Mr. MOB, if I didn't say the names, with me today. And today we're talking about same-sex marriage. So this weekend, the Supreme Court basically passed same-sex marriage for all of the country. And pretty much the country has been in support of gay marriage and support of this, if we were to take a temperature of just random people. At Digital Darren, I think we have a little different spin on it. And so with that being said, we'll start off with it and get everybody's thoughts, and we'll go from there. Who want to start off?
I'll jump right in, man. It's like, how far away from godliness are we going to get in this country? You know, we accept everything. Like, it's no way it should be. I know people got a freedom of speech, people got a right to be and do what they want to do, but it shouldn't be an overwhelming support of this like it is. Like all the big corporations, the TV shows, the media, social media, downtown Atlanta, just overwhelming support of Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. You know, like, well, this is not right.
Okay, but, there's a religious component to it. But I think there's also a business component to it, too. So I'm going to preface this, and everybody can speak their personal opinion. But by and large, I think everybody on the show is pretty much against gay marriage and that lifestyle for the most part. Will we go so far as to say that?
Oh, yeah, I'm against it. I don't think it's right.
I don't think it's right. I mean, I'm not in support of it. I'm not like, I think they have their rights.
Yeah,
that's fine. But stop. But that's part of the problem. I'm not going to say that's part of the issue that we're talking about with now.
It is.
Because you're saying it's wrong and you're going off of, you're a Christian, you're going off the Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
Calhoun is basically saying they're people, so give them whatever rights people come with. So in some of that, you're saying you support the gay marriage.
No.
And by and large, what you're saying, yeah.
I think it's wrong in that, not just religious views. Because religiously, I think it's all the way wrong. But you take that out of the equation, it's not natural. Because if it was natural, they'd be able to do everything that we could do. They could procreate. We weren't made to do those things. We weren't made to be together. I think it's unclean. I don't think it's just a sin. I think it's an abomination.
You say that, but then your first thought was,
I'm not against gay marriage.
Yeah,
right now, who world is it? It's the devil world. We can't. My thing about this is, we can't. It's like V for Vendetta, the movie. If you start censoring or start regulating one thing, then where does it stop? Because if you're going to take the religious view about gays, and which I do to a degree, we got to take the religious view as to fornicating and the religious view towards drinking, smoking, things of that nature.
Yeah, and see, we all know no sin is greater than the other.
See, I disagree.
Yeah, because this is an abomination. This ain't just a sin.
But
hold on. I want to stop you right though. I'm sorry, Mr. Moby. Like, it's wild with me how Calhoun is talking, because he's saying it's an abomination, it's unclean. But his first thought when we said this was, hey, to live and let live. That basically was his response.
Well, that's why I contradict a little bit. I'm firmly against homosexuality all the way. My biggest problem that comes with homosexuality is the agenda of homosexuality. The way they go about doing things. See, you do whatever you do has nothing to do with me unless you keep putting it in my face and my children's face. And that's the problem I have with that. I have a problem when it's just a bombardment of it. That's my issue with gays. That's why I'm firmly against faggots. I don't like faggots for that reason. I don't care that you fuck another man. That don't have nothing to do with me. I think it's wrong. I think it's unnatural. I think it's sick. I think it's nasty. But who am I to tell you, who am I to judge, or who am I to say you can't do something? My problem is that you say, hey, I'm for another guy, and if I say I'm not with that, then I get persecuted for my point of view. Because that's what's going on now. If you say I'm not, I think that's wrong, well, who the hell are you? And you're wrong. You're a hate monger. You get labeled, you get persecuted, and all that stuff for having traditional views and values. My whole thing about this is, where is the morals gone? That's my problem.
What I'm saying.
And then let me tell you about the agenda.
Say now the morals are gone.
The morals are gone. And the agenda of it. There's a cartoon on Netflix. I was telling my sister about this yesterday. I was like, I'm so firmly against it. I just pissed off at it. She was like, do you know it's a cartoon where essentially a little boy turned to a cross-dresser? I'll tell you how it goes. The cartoon is called Shizu. And in this cartoon, a little boy has a grandmother who's a superhero. She puts a ring on, she becomes a superhero. She dies. His sister tries to find the ring. He finds it and won't give it to her. So ordinarily, he's a little boy. But when he puts the ring on, he turns drag. And that's how he fight crime. With high heels, long hair, lipstick, shit like that. Dress on. See, that's agenda to me. Because now you're giving this to children who's impressionable and who hasn't formed an opinion. And you're forcing this on them. Look at TV shows, you're forcing it on them. Look at movies, you're forcing it on them. Social media is getting forced on us. Look at, as soon as it happened, everybody profile go rainbow. It's a constant bombardment of it.
Because nowadays, in the world we live in, like you said, children are impressionable. It seems like everybody is. Because when something goes viral or something goes big on the social media, everybody's on it. Oh, I'm on Fleek. I'm this. I'm... Everybody's impressionable. So with the gay stuff, it's pumped in your face just like everything else. But the problem I feel I have with it is more religious. But like you said, when you speak out on it. If we're supposed to be Christians, there's a lot of different religions in the world. But if you follow God somewhere in your life, you know that's not right. Like you said, a man and a man can't procreate. A woman and a woman can't procreate. If everybody got with one woman, the world would end. And you couldn't make more babies. I don't understand it, man, how I get so much support. And then if you speak out against it, oh my God, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I think the problem is what you said, religion. I think Christianity is one of the biggest problems of this.
Explain.
I think Christianity preaches forgiveness and tolerance and acceptance.
But all those things should be part of you as a Christian.
But where does it stop and where does it end?
In the Bible, there's a place where it stops.
Where does it stop it?
It stops at this faggot shit.
In what part?
In the part that you could be gay, but then you turn yourself to God and cleanse that away from you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
because
about
that's what we're living in now.
Not really. All this is nothing's news under the sun. I'm not really talking about. I'm talking about from a Christian standpoint. If you're supposed to forgive and accept everybody and basically forgive them unlimited times and accept everybody as being flawed, that thinking enables stuff like this. And not in, it enables this, but it also creates a spirit of indifference. So for any major topic in the world, I have a theory. My theory is the 80-20 rule. 10% are extreme one way. Oh shit, this is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. 10% of the people are the other way. Hey, this is right. Let everybody do what comes natural to them as long as they're not messing with me or whatever. As long as they're not causing anybody harm. Then the other 80% are indifferent. It's basically as long as they don't mess with us. Take the black shooting in Carolina, everything.
Now, hold on before you go there. Because I wanted to talk about that. This is going to go lend to that. As far as that goes with this, I think in that theory, the 80-20 rule, and there's a lot of truth to that, this is where it changes with this. There's about 20% of people going, this is dead wrong. There's about 60% of people who support this.
I disagree.
In one way or another, you either have people going, let them live their life.
Which is what you said, but you consider yourself a stunt supporter. You don't consider yourself a supporter, but your first answer was basically let them live their life.
My first answer was everyone has to have their rights. We can't start taking people's rights away.
But that's the same thing as saying let them live their life. You're not saying no to it. You're saying just don't put it in my face. It's a difference.
Saying, here's what I'm saying no to. Gayness, period. That's what I'm saying no to. I'm saying no to faggots, period. Now, as far as they're
but your,
here.
But, they, your, but your statement is flawed because you said no to, you don't like gay. That's essentially what you, but you're accepting them to get married. So that statement in itself is a contradiction.
Oh, it's that. This is why it's a little bit.
It's not a little bit. It is. You're saying
I'm against gay all the way, but you can't deny any person a right. That's what I'm saying. You can't as a
citizen. So you're saying they should.
What I got out of what he said was, he don't like it, but don't throw it in my face.
That's not what he's saying. He's what I get. What he's saying. I don't like it, but the government can't stop. The government can't
that's
stop.
Where, that's where
that's essentially what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. We can't allow government to do that type of stuff.
But in the Constitution basically saying one nation under God.
We can't even go by that.
So if you okay, so if you can't
go by that. Because we ain't doing shit by God.
Again, because of people like you. And you're in that, you consider yourself, so with what you just said, you're for it.
No.
So you're indifferent, but your whole thing is just don't offend me.
No. Let me tell you where I am. I'm solely against homosexuality.
No, you're against.
I'm against it. Wait, what I'm saying is, big picture, government wise, just like you said, when it comes to businesses, if there's faggots listening to this, you're gonna have gay got people listening to Digital Dare. Are you gonna be like, I don't want anybody gay listening to this?
No.
When it comes to business, you can't turn down any.
I mean, that's another component. So let's stay on like, this spiritual.
Right here, no, I ain't spirit because I'm not spiritual right now. Just like with the government, I'm saying government. As far as government is concerned, the government cannot shackle anybody's individuals.
Okay.
Anybody's rights.
Okay,
but
so.
Don't make it legal.
If it they have it legal, to. It's their right.
Okay. How is it their right?
How you can deny them?
It's been denied for eternity.
Yeah. Okay. This, like you said, it's my right to smoke crack. Why not make it legal?
It's outlawed. You can't smoke a drug.
It's outlawed for a man to marry a man.
Yeah, but they make it
legal. Against the law.
Until they make it legal.
If it's not legal, it's illegal, right?
Saying, how can weed smoking be legal in Colorado but not in Georgia?
Because it's not federally mandated across the country.
But okay, until this weekend, a man.
Man could marry a man.
A man and a man could marry, and a woman and a woman could marry. So, but your point was, your point kind of contradicts that. And that's all I'm saying. Is that
it does.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I go back to the 80-20. Calhoun falls into that indifferent group. I'm riding with it because whatever reason. Whether you feel
I'm
it's
not
government.
I'm riding with it.
Listen, whether it's, I'm indifferent, but you have an opinion. But whether you feel government does it, whether you feel this or whatever your reason, you're not, hell nah, I hate it. I'm going to do what I can to stop it. Hell nah, I'm for it. I'm going to do what I can to pro to move it forward. Push the agenda forward. You're just in the middle. And what I'm saying is most people are in the middle. And the people in the middle, which is the vast majority, aren't going to do anything. Like Switzerland, you're not going to do anything to help or hurt the cause. And so at that point.
What could you do to hurt the cause?
I mean, you could basically write your senator. I mean, you could have wrote your senator and
did
say.
You write your senator?
I'm not going to do that. I'm lazy. I mean, it's something. It doesn't affect me that much. So you could put me in that 80 group too.
See, this is my problem that I have with it all the way. This whole thing of it. The reason why I said that because they have civil rights. The problem I have with homosexuals all together right now is I'm against the act itself. But the problem I have with their whole movement is what we were saying earlier. You're ridiculed. Chris Broussard has said Jason Collins couldn't be a Christian because if you're a Christian, you know homosexuality is wrong. He got scrutinized for that.
Okay, so you and him are saying two different. You and Chris Broussard are saying
but this ain't,
two
that ain't my
things.
Point. My point is this. My problem is. You are persecuted for saying it. That's the problem I have with them right now.
We understand that, Calhoun. I understand you saying this. But it's almost like saying, and I hate to say this because we're a black show. It's like saying, I don't like blacks, but I'm cool with interracial marriage. Like, what you're saying is a basic, complete hypocrisy to what it is. And so, I want to get off of that part of it because religiously, Mr. Moby doesn't. You know, you consider yourself Christian. Calhoun considers himself a Jehovah's
Christian.
Witness. Can I say your religious affiliation?
No, motherfuckers, I'm not religious and I'm not affiliated with them.
You consider yourself a Christian?
Yeah.
I consider myself a Christian. All right, whatever, fine. It's been taught to all of us in the Bible that it's wrong, right? It's a Sodom and Gomorrah is the main story that we can use to say it's wrong, right?
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, when Jesus came and say, basically forgive everybody, be accepting everybody, where's that line at where you say, Because I think that as a Christian, I think as Christian, I think as black people, this is where Christianity fails us in America. In America, we have such a thin line for error, or such a thin mark for error. We should have discipline built into us that Christianity doesn't provide. Jehovah's Witnesses provided with marching, halls, being able to get kicked out of religion. Islam provides it with prayer five times a day, Ramadan, things that build discipline within you, within a religion. Christianity doesn't have those constructs.
I mean, other forms of Christianity. I think Mormons, they don't bullshit with it either, do they?
I don't know. I know a little bit, but I'm not going to sit on here and say I'm an expert to talk on it. I'm just saying that the constructs that we have as traditional, most of us are following the Baptist, whatever. We don't abide by those things as black people. And so that forgiving attitude and that turn a blind eye, God's the only one who can judge, you can't judge, that leads to stuff like this. And so from a religious aspect, that's why I am. Because you just said yourself you hate a gay lifestyle, but it's the government's ability. It's the government's purpose to give those people the ability to get married.
Exactly. It's beyond me personally. The government can't do that.
But why couldn't they do it?
Because it goes against somebody's civil right. A person has civil rights. The problem is, I personally can be against whatever the fuck. But the government can't violate somebody's rights.
But how can they violate the rights you never had?
That's like when they violated our rights. We didn't have those rights, right? We didn't have the right to vote. We didn't have the right to sit where we want on the bus.
That was immorally wrong for just because
it was our civil right.
But that was wrong. They did that just because of color our skin.
Regardless, Mike, they can't do this because of their sexuality. It's their right.
But you just said yourself it's not natural. You just said yourself
it's not natural
because you can't procreate. So let's say they define marriage as procreation.
No, this is the problem. See, this is the problem right here. Personally, we can have our stances. But as an entity, our government cannot deny civil rights. So just like we had, and their fucking right or their civil movement is nothing like ours. And not even close. But just like we couldn't go to certain places and we couldn't eat in the front and we couldn't go through the front door and we couldn't ride on the bus and we couldn't stand in hotels, that was our civil rights being violated. And the government had to demolish that. Because as an entity, they cannot, as a person, they can't treat someone like that. But we have to have our rights. So they have to have theirs.
They have full rights. The only thing they couldn't do was get married.
That's their right, though. They have.
Okay,
they
so what do you define marriage as? A union between two people who can procreate.
That's not how you define marriage. That's not how you define marriage.
How do you define marriage?
A union of two people coming together as one.
That's a biblical way of dividing. Government can divide marriage however they want to.
That's how. It's not to just procreate. People are married just to procreate.
But they can say with the ability to procreate.
That's trying to.
But see, y'all, okay, your whole.
But see, that goes with what I'm saying. You have to. You can't deny any person, any group of people, any civil rights.
I'm saying they not. I feel like they didn't violate their civil rights because it wasn't like they said two men couldn't be together. You just can't come into a court of law and make it or legalize that we are a couple. We married.
You know how these faggots fought for marriage.
I mean, for health care, for other benefits, for things.
That's
like
the
that.
Reason why. That's one of them. Because you could be, they could be with two faggots can be together 30 years. One of them dies, and the other one has no say so in anything that he has helped build. That's the problem. The faggot come in, take the house, take this, take that, next of kin. There is no binding. That one faggot can go on life support, and they can have. He can already talk to his faggot husband, and they could already have an agreement on how to handle his death, and he have no say so. That's the reason why they had to fight for it. That's why it's their civil rights. So I'm not saying.
So how do you define civil rights? Because you're saying it's their civil rights, a right they never had. Never had in the history of this world.
How many rights did we have before we had to acquire ours? Those are rights we never had in the history of this country.
Country and world are two different things.
So what? We live in this country. So in this country,
so but you just said that. But you just said their struggle is nothing like our struggle. But yet you compare their struggle to our struggle.
I'm not comparing their struggle to our struggle.
That's what you've been doing the whole time.
It was two groups of people that had to acquire rights. Their shit was nothing like ours.
What rights are there? We require basic human rights, basically. Yeah.
Human rights.
They are not.
Hold on, and that's why our struggle is nothing like theirs. That's why there's nothing like ours, because we not only had to acquire civil rights, we had to acquire human rights.
Yeah.
We really was treated as three-fifths of human being. These fucking faggots and dykes wasn't. So that's why their shit ain't shit like ours.
But you made it.
But no, I'm saying, but we had to not only, that's what makes us so, that would make our fight so hard. Because we had to not only fight for civil rights, we had to fight for human rights.
I'm saying,
but
black people fighting to it, but you. We was just saying gays and lesbians. You started saying they fight like our fight. We didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying that. Let me stop for a minute here. Let me clear this up now.
Clear.
Let me.
And that's why I'm asking you why.
Wait, nigga.
Thank
you. No.
Thank you.
These fucking faggots and dykes, they shit ain't shit like us.
Thank you. Clear that up.
That's first and foremost. Let me get that out of here.
So define civil rights to you then. Because you keep saying that civil rights were violated. Define civil rights to you.
We want to do the wiki definition or just period?
Calhoun's definition of civil rights.
So what I'm going to say is this. It's not just my right, because what I say don't amount to a hill of beans. The civil rights are a class of rights that protect individuals' freedom. What does that mean? It means that the government, from infringement on the government. So the government can't infringe your individual freedom, such as social organizations, private individuals, and which ensures one's ability to participate in the civil and political life of the society and state without discrimination or repression. And so what they can't do is they ensure that people's physical and mental life and safety protection from discrimination on grounds as race, gender, origin, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religion, and disability. That's your civil rights. So someone can't deny.
So let me ask you this.
Someone can't deny a friend of ours.
Civil rights is a word in the Webster dictionary. They add words. So they can add on to the definition by adding all that sexual gender, because they know when people come up to fight for this stuff, they gonna say, y'all violating our civil rights. So then someone goes in, maybe a gay guy up higher in Webster, tweaks it a little bit, and makes it more social friendly for everybody.
If you take that out of it, here's the thing about someone's rights and what they're saying, just like in women's rights. You can't deny women who works the same job as men to have lower pay. You can't deny people who handicap. That's why you have handicap accessibility. You can't deny them certain.
So let me ask you this. Why are they denying polygamy now? Why, if like Warren Jones, he went to jail for having so many wives. That's violating his civil rights.
Then guess what? It's up next. It's coming up. The government can't infringe none of this. That's the problem. So when I'm talking about, you can take a religious view. You can take a view like you or I may have, and that it's just an unclean or just as filthy a view of it. Personally, you can be against it, but the government can't infringe upon their rights to do that. No. They can't infringe.
You know what? You're right. They can't. But if somebody was to get on something, you can be arrested for being a gay basher.
Hate crime.
That's the shit I'm talking about. Physically put your hands on somebody.
That's the shit I'm talking about. Here's where I come in, where I have a huge problem with this whole thing they're doing. This is my problem. Because they're so powerful, they have so many fucking faggots in power. You watch Comedy Central, it's little stuff. That's why I call it the agenda. You watch Comedy Central, you see a show, nigga. No blank. You can't even say faggot on TV. They blink that. But you can say all these other racial slurs. That's my problem. If anyone speaks out against it, you're attacked. You're attacked on your own social page. Who are you? Let them people live. Who cares what they do? I care, because what they do affects me. And that's the problem. That's why I'm not indifferent to it, because it affects me. Because when my niece go to school, and the little kid, she's in school, we got two moms, and we have to come back and explain to her that shit's wrong. But you watching cartoons that says it's right, and TV shows says it's right, and you in school with this shit that says it's right, to a fucking 6-year-old who don't know nothing. That's how it affects. And then what you start doing is they're planting seeds for these flowers to grow. Because these kids don't know. That's why these kids today, you ask a teenager, I don't care. Love wins. Love didn't win. Morality lost. That's what lost yesterday, the other day. So it doesn't matter about what we feel they should do it or not, because that's why God and state ain't the same. That's why Jesus said that if you biblical, Jesus told him, when Satan told him, I give you the word, my father, I don't own none of this. That's how the devil could give it to him. I don't own it.
Yeah.
So that's why you got, if you take Christ out of this, the government can't deny these people. But the problem with these motherfuckers is this shit ain't right. And it's not even saying that, like, at this point, it's not even a thing of if it's.
But let me ask you this. So maybe the problem is progressive government. Because in Muslim countries, this shit don't fly. You die if they find out you gay.
Oh, they don't have civil rights there. That's the beauty of Africa and all that shit. Now, fuck your rights. This ain't about the hoes equality. This ain't about no motherfucker faggots. This is old school, and we're going to run this shit like, it ain't no civil rights. But in America, they have these things.
No, but, I mean, it's amazing how passionate an argument you just made, and basically just said, hey, I'm going to throw my hands. I'm going to let the government do what they do.
No, that's not my point. My point is, I have a problem with the government, but as a citizen, I see that as a citizen, the government can't stop any group of people from doing anything. You think I believe that men and women are equal? No, I don't.
So, I mean, what's the point of having this discussion? If the ultimate thing is the government can't stop anybody, what's the point of having this discussion?
We're having it. Don't you just see it? Don't you see where we are here?
No, I'm asking you. It's not a rhetorical question. I mean, literally, why are we doing this? Answer me this question. Why are we doing this podcast? From your point of view.
Because we're the last of a dying breed. We're the only voice saying, hey, this stuff is wrong. And it's not no turn your other head.
I feel like we having it because this is the Darren is our fucking podcast.
I mean, that's agreed. I'm not asking you. I'm asking him because he spent the vast majority of the podcast justifying the government, justifying it by saying the government has to do this. Yeah, will you agree with that?
That's what I'm saying. The government had to.
I'm saying, like, he's basically saying the government has to do this. And so my question is, if you're going to be so passionate against it, but throw up your hands to say, I'm not throwing my hands up. I'm seeing your argument. Mr. MOB may see it a different way.
Are you saying it that way?
I see it as...
How do you see him? Wait, the cases he's making, how do you see it?
I see it like this. He has a problem with the gays and all this and that, but he has a bigger problem with the government being able to tell somebody what they can't do that they really want to do.
Thank you.
That's how I see it.
We can't, our government can't do that, can't sanction them. Do I personally have a problem with them? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I hear. He got the backup because it's the government and...
I understand it, but then, so this is just a venom session then.
No, asshole.
No, asshole,
you're not, because you're not listening. And you're not understanding. You're smart enough to understand what I'm saying.
I understand clearly what you're saying, but
and you know a government that's believing civil rights and has a constitution like ours cannot impede on somebody's civil rights.
And they've done it throughout the constitution the whole time.
That's why everything keeps changing eventually. Right?
Yeah, it's like I feel like they twist and turn it to their advantage whenever they want to.
Yeah.
Like even back when they took Microsoft from Bill Gates. Who? It's the rest of the world fault that this man was smart enough to put his computer software and everything that he was going to get a cut out of everything. But when he got too big, they took it. What reason, what law, they just took it. You know what the law was? Because we the government. We do what we want to do eventually. Like Darren said, why won't Jeff go to jail? If these women want to marry him, and know he got six other wives. Hey, it's her civil rights, right?
Guess what his lawyer gonna do?
He in jail for that.
Guess who's up next? Guess who's gonna be the face of polygamy? Guess who's up?
Warren Jeff.
May not be a big enough target, but the point.
Oh, you know his name, don't you? Well, there go your target. He big enough for a target. Here's my problem, and this is why I wanted to make sure that motherfuckers knew who listen to this that I don't feel these fucking faggots are nowhere near our movement right now. Our rights are still being violated. I think they were crafty in how they dropped this shit. Now I'm dead in Carolina from this cracker doing the race war. And I tell you more, did you know six churches have burnt down in the last month or so? Did you know that? Black churches are being arson. You know that? And all of a sudden, conveniently, now gays have their rights.
Everybody let love each other.
Everybody let's love each other. But this shit going on, we in the middle of a race war. But we're not contemplating on that. Cops been killing blacks. So I think they strategically did this to, let's put some of this fire out. Because every day, all day, you were seeing videos of cops on niggas. Videos of cops on niggas. the pigs, nigga, pigs. And now here you got this psychopathic cracker going to a church and mow down 9 blacks. Let's get some of the heat off of this CNN 24 hours. Let's run this gay rights marriage. White House, let's light up with the fucking rainbow flag. This is my problem. This is what's going on. So again, I believe it's agenda. I believe it's being met. Personally, am I against it? Yes. I don't like what's going on and that we're actually being bullied.
But I mean, in the absence of truth, bullshit prevails, right? So like, you standing there saying, hey, I can't do nothing. The government should do this.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Another aspect.
Let me say that because you didn't get that. I'm not saying I can't do anything. I'm saying the government doesn't have the right to evoke somebody's right.
So that's even worse. You're basically saying, hey, I don't like it, but the government has to do it for them. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes.
That's so you're exactly not what standing for what you don't believe in.
Personally, I'm staying. I don't want to believe
you're staying out of it. I'm staying out
of it. No, I'm fighting for a person, but the government can't.
In a way, I see your strong views on it, but I see what he's saying. Well, you pretty much has to fall in the 80%. You got to. Because you ain't riding to die. I'm against it. I don't care. The government, they need to change it back. Fuck it. I'm against it. Fuck their civil rights.
Oh, yeah, you just say, hey.
Yeah.
Like you just made that passionate plea about your niece. You can go to the school and say, look, I don't want my niece in the class with this person. It's things people can do who really have a problem with it.
You keep fighting.
It's people who really have a problem with black people. Like, I'm pulling my child out of this school. It's people who do. I'm saying it's certain things you can do if you really, really have a problem
with it. Wait a minute. I'm a Christian, so I'm not going to do that now. I'm not going to sit here and not want my kid eating with the kid who has gay parents. I'm not going to do that.
But I'm saying it's people who actually, but that's the point I'm making. It's people who are in that 10% of the group who.
Yeah, like you said, who just totally, I don't care what, I'm not dealing with it. I don't want my kids around it.
Are you part of that 10%?
No, I'm pretty much in the
80%. Are you part of the 10%?
Oh, no, I'm not. Because I don't feel I got the right to judge them. I just don't want it. I feel like you were saying, I don't want it in my face. I don't want it in my little nieces and nephews, children. I don't want it in their face that it's okay. Throw religion out the way and just say, oh, this is okay. It's all right. It's okay to have two mommies, two daddies. No, that's not right. Let's stick to the basics.
But you're saying, and again, the ultimate thing is that we're all saying is, hey, we don't agree with it, but basically live and let live. And so that's why we all fall into that 80% of the group. It's some people out here who will fight this shit tooth and nail.
How?
They could be doing something. It's people out here who fight it too. It's some people out here who just so. It's people out here who not gay who really happy for this. Like, I'm just glad everybody's.
See, I'm not
people,
that.
No, I'm saying it's people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's people really glad. It's people who really are against that shit.
See,
the
but
people
those
still protesting it.
But see, those right are now. People who I'm saying I have a problem with. And that's when I was when you were making the point about a black community. See, this is what I hate about niggas. We just go whatever's trending, as you mentioned, on Fleek and all that.
I think everybody.
Well, everyone, but niggas is a lost. Marcus Garvey said the best. We're people without roots.
I'm not against it, but I'm not like.
But this falls directly. This falls directly what Marcus Garvey said. The whole thought process that we're all showing on here, we're people with no roots. Our roots are basically saying, hey, be accepting of a man no matter their flaws and keep accepting them. That's where your root system gets cut low. Because in this case, if you stuck out what your beliefs in, you wouldn't be saying, hey, the government should do what the people can do. If we stuck to our roots to that level where you're supposed to, it wouldn't be no, well, as long as it's not in my face. If you're really against it, you're really against
it. I disagree with what you just said.
No, I don't.
I do. That's what I'm saying.
Like the Jehovah's Witness belief, they religion. They don't participate in politics.
No.
None of that. Because they not with that. So they don't care what the government says. They stick it strictly to the word of the Lord. But you saying it's okay. If the government saying, mean the government can't impede on their civil rights. So you throwing your hands up. But Jehovah's Witnesses are not throwing their hands up.
Oh, no. I know for a fact Jehovah's Witnesses is going about with that word. Say.
Okay,
and that's the point.
This is my point right here. I'm going against what this gay shit is, but I already said it. The government can't do that. The government can't be spiritual minded. The government can't say right, wrong, as far as morality goes. The government can't do right or wrong morality. They can't do that. They can't judge that. That's why they can't do it.
Yeah,
we can. Of course we can. The court of people can.
My point is this.
They can't.
Because now we're going back, circling the same topic. My point is this. I'm saying, forget the government.
Oh, well, fuck them faggots.
No. I'm not saying that because you say that, but your actions are basically saying the same thing. Hey, it's on the government. Like, your actions aren't saying that you're really against it. None of our actions are. Our actions are we don't like it, but it's not in our face, so we're indifferent to it. Or it's not affecting our daily lives, so we're indifferent to it.
It's both of those, though. It's affecting us, and it's in our daily lives. We talk about it now.
But we're basically throwing our hands up. You aren't against it to the level where you're out. You marched for Troy Davis because you thought Troy Davis was really wrong, right?
No, he was right.
Yeah, I'm saying you thought that was wrong what they did to Troy Davis.
Yeah.
You got your ass out there and marched because you really... This don't have you out there marching.
Is there a march for it? I'll march against it.
I'm sure it is.
I would protest that. I'll march against it.
I mean, he said that, but it's just one of those things. For Troy Davis, you did the research to find that out. For this, you're not. So, let's move forward from the religious aspect of it. And so, you brought up another part of it, business. I think business is... A business doesn't care. I mean, it's a real simple point. Businesses don't care, right? So, to what he's saying, the government has to throw out morals and religious affiliations and just give everybody equal. Business has to be the same way.
Yeah.
You made a good point. I want anybody to listen to Digital Darren. I don't care if you're black, white, green, like girls, like guys. I don't care what you is. You know what I'm saying? Faggot, straight, whatever. I don't care what you is. You listen to Digital Darren, we're going to try to bring you the best content. Real, honest opinion. We love you. We thank you. We'll send you a t-shirt. We're going to treat you the same way. You coming up prancing around, just don't disrespect us. We're going to treat you the same way, whether you're a man's man or you're giving up boy pussy. Just don't be disrespectful, and we roll with you.
Yeah.
I think everybody will agree to that on the show. As a business, we have to think like a business. We want every listener, which in turn translate to every dollar. So as a business, of course, Delta can fly on the thing because, again, it goes back to the 80-20% of the rule. 80-20 rule, the 10% we're offended who really are against this aren't of the value of the 80% people.
I feel like it's more them gays like up in higher positions in these, especially on these television networks.
Everywhere.
Because they letting it in. It came like this. They let it in, they let it by, then they forcing it on you. Oh, they have these like Love and Hip Hop show, not Love and Hip Hop, but like Bachelorette show where it may be all guys, all girls. Like, really? Now they had a gay cheerleader show with gay guys and going to competition. They it's forcing really it on you.
They all a whole bunch of niggas.
Yeah, they forcing it on you, but that's on Lifetime Network and Life. I'm just saying they forcing it on you because I feel like the big wigs and a lot of these companies all homosexuals. Now they feel like they don't have to hide behind, hey, I'm in this status of life. I can't really say what I am. Now that it's so openly accepted, they don't have to hide in the closet no more. See, now they no more hiding in the closet. The closet don't open. Look in here. We looking out. It's all good. We do this. Y'all got to accept it. We gay. We here. We on your TV. We on your radio. Gay rappers. Gay singers.
There's one last bastion of hope for a straight male.
Rap.
No. Them niggas faggots like a motherfucker probably.
What?
Baseball, motherfucker. Baseball still. What? Them crackers ain't letting shit in but Dominicans. Them crackers ain't. You wouldn't have ever heard a faggot in anything in baseball or a bitch. Them crackers ain't having it. Pete Rose ain't getting the Hall of Fame, and the fat can't run these bases. That's how that baseball.
You gonna run around here prancing? You gonna touch nothing?
Not here, son.
I agree with that.
Football.
Salute to the Major League Baseball.
MLB, yeah, baby.
Baseball. Nah, your ass ain't. You ain't getting in here smoking no drugs.
Nah.
You ain't shooting no steroid.
Hey, nah, you shoot steroids like a motherfucker.
But no, but goddamn, they ain't let Mark McGwire in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's the Hall of Fame, but
but in baseball, here's baseball. Listen here, NFL, the bitch wanna kick. Yeah, I'm gonna be the first bitch kicker. Then you're not, but they allow they gonna play.
They're gonna play.
They're taking Michael Cera come out, they're gonna act like we're gonna
end it. They're not gonna
not in the MLB, we ain't. Y'all leave that shit over there with the NFL and the NBA. You're not bringing that shit over here, buddy. You better only Wood against Sean Ryan here, these backs. That's it. Them faggots, y'all be on Capitol Hill. We going over here to goddamn Beantown, the Fenway.
And we playing a double header today. We won't see you in neither one of them.
Yeah, it ain't double penetration, it's a double header, son. That's how that works. But when it comes to this, man, I tell you this, if it was a protest against it, I'll jump right on in there.
Yeah. You without a doubt.
Well, especially if it's on what I believe in. Oh, without a doubt I would have protested it.
And see, that's why I know I fall into 80% at the end of the day, like Darren said.
Oh, I would have fought this shit too for now.
However it may sound, I didn't go down that march for Mike Brown.
No, I did.
I know you did. I did.
The only marches I seen is for the faggots. Them are the ones on Capitol Hill with the signs. I didn't see a march against them.
It's always a march somewhere against
them. Yeah, I seen on CNN. It's a folk I didn't see against it. Them. But
I'll be right there.
They're fighting the freight train, right?
It's over now.
Yeah, they ain't going to get in. What you going to do?
It's over now.
They think, like the mothers of the killed soldiers, they stayed in front of the White House for years. Eventually, they didn't stop. They were showing pictures of the White House and just aiming the camera over their head. Them lady probably still right there, but eventually, like you said, it's like an aunt to a man. Yeah, you're going to get stepped on. You can't.
I don't like how they went about doing it.
They're going to bum rush us with it.
They bullied the fuck out of it. I don't like how they did it. It's permeated.
It's here.
I don't like it.
It's here. If it'll be, watch what I tell you. Next fall season, television, if it'll be a lot of more gay shows, it's.
They already got it, because what's the show on with Al Bundy on? There's two dudes on
Modern Family. That's Modern Family.
But shit, they had Will and Grace. This shit been years in the making.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Ellen Show.
They been easier than him. They finna kick Rose the dough down.
Rose on down. They
finna kick the dough down. Like, you finna see real, all the way gay show. They been Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. They been had a gay. Like you said, Will and Grace, that was in the 90s. Yeah. People like, what are we?
We were gay. The irony of it. I think when ABC cut Ellen's show when she came out and was trying to have, because she was doing straight, she was playing straight. But then she was trying to have a girlfriend. They cut her show, and here we are years later. Now they're going to televise the ESPY Awards, which they never done. And only because some fucking confused transgender old faggot bitch want to get an award for being a transgender old faggot bitch. That's the only reason why the ESPY's going on ABC. It's never been on ABC. But the agenda is powerful. My problem is the agenda.
They're going to force it on you.
Yeah. Not when you're sitting back saying, hey, can't do nothing about it.
What can you do about it now?
They're going to force it on them.
So, here at Digital Darren, what? Can you mind if we put an end on this?
Yeah, let's go and spin this up.
So, what are your views? Let's start with MLB here. What's your views on what has transpired this weekend? Just sum it up.
My views is get back to the basics, America. Digital Darren listeners. Get back to the basics. Be yourself. Stop being followers. Like these young kids, I think a lot of them gay just because it's popular in their school. They don't even know yet what gay is, what reproducing is.
How the fuck you bisexual in middle school?
Yeah, they don't even know. They don't have they ain't even grabbed life yet. You ain't even grabbed life by the horns, but you trying to be a little boy grabbing another little boy dick. So it's like, get back to the basics, man. You know, I can't say get these faggots out of here, because I'm quite sure me, Digital Darren, Mr. Cowan, we all may have a gay in our family somewhere. So I can't say get them out of here, I hate them. No, but I say for the media and the powers that be, try to force a little bit more morals and realistic on these kids, these people, because they are very impressionable. They're going to listen and follow everything that's out here on the radio, on social media. All y'all people who not gay on social media, changing your profile picture to the flag, get the fuck out of here, man.
You know people doing it?
Niggas doing that left and right on fucking Facebook.
For real, man.
Who's not gay that's supporting?
Who's not gay, but I'm just showing my support.
I was lying. Tell me somebody who did it, if I know them.
Okay.
Oh, you ready to goddamn get in their head?
I mean, I just didn't know that. Like, that's kind of go to the fleek and the shit you were just talking about.
So they all impressionable.
So let me go.
So just get back to basics, please. That's all Mr. MOB got to say.
This Digital Darren, I was raised very strictly. And my dad was completely against that gay shit, like all of our dads was. Simpler time back then.
And our moms.
Exactly. And so I want to reference a show. I forget what the show was, but I think it was a BET show. Anyway, the guy was gay. And so the guy finally came out to his mom. She slapped him and told him, God created you a man. And I expect nothing less from you but to be a man.
Man.
And that's all I would say to God. Whatever God created you, be nothing less than that. And whatever mental and physical struggles come with that, they should be overcome and dealt with like anything else. That's my opinion. Just Digital Darren. But I will say this. I don't like how the agenda was passed on. I think that they, again, put black lives to the back burner by when they injected this gay. Because they could have waited a month. They could have did it, you know what I'm saying, a little later. Anyway, I don't like how it was brought in. I think
I don't say the bit damage control.
Exactly. Damage
control. Find out.
If you believe in a religion and you don't believe something is right, you have to handle it according to what your beliefs are. I'm not going to sit up here and say run anybody out or turn anybody in or love anybody or not love anybody. But we all as individuals have to make a choice to either stand for what we believe in or just keep saying let it ride, because the same thing will be us being blessed. Hey, the government did this, let it ride. Hey, it could be something else. And then to just be, if we keep having that let it ride attitude, nothing will get done the way that we feel it should get done. Come on.
That was eloquent. And I hope you looped that after what I said. I agree with what both of us are saying here. One of the problems I have, why I speak with so much vitriol, why there's so much anger a little bit. You know, some people can call it hate. When it comes to this whole thing, it's just that. As a black man, I'm getting stepped over for this bullshit. And you all don't give a fuck about us and none of our agenda, because not only is there not enough black people in power to change these laws, but enough of your... Here's the thing when it comes to these fuckers. So, the law changes, let's say he's not a faggot, and the person who's the head of the company not a faggot, his son may be, his daughter may be, or someone who's close to him, and so they fought for this. But when they look around, they don't see black faces. So you could just say, another nigga died today. That's a damn shame. Where's the coffee? But when your son is around here, I want to marry my husband, and you empathize with him, you fuckers change laws. Not a president running around the White House like a fucking faggot with a flag in his hand. Like everything's well and dandy, but you was just out in South Carolina singing Amazing Grace. So where's our justice when they get theirs? And we still fight our civil for our rights, and we still don't have them. And now they have theirs.
Amen.
That's my motherfucking problem with this. Everyone should have their rights. Us included. And so are them constantly, constantly coming at us with it. You can get your rights. Without a doubt. But I shouldn't be persecuted for having a stance on it. Someone said, I hope you have a child ain't not gay with the way you think. I said, motherfucker, I hope so too. I don't want no fucking faggot, son. Nobody does. But don't sit here and question my parental abilities, because I'm against homosexuality. Because in nowhere, no time has this been right. Ever. In no religion, no nothing. It's not right. Scientifically, it's not right. Spiritually, it's not right. Where is it right? So I disagree with it all the way. And it's a sad day in America when that happened. As far as if you go to a church and your church endorses this, you're in the wrong church. Period. If any church endorses this, you're in the wrong place. Okay. Right now,
the church better not have
that. You better not have that. No.
Someone do. Y'all just told me this
problem.
Someone do.
You better get out of there.
That's the problem.
That's the day I leave.
Here's the problem that I have with all this right now. I blame the parents. I blame society. Right now, no one stands up for what they believe in. Everyone can just go with the flow on things and just lay back.
It's society.
It's society.
But what you just said.
I don't close my point, motherfucker, and loop what we've just been talking about for an hour.
Go ahead. It's just amazing to me. Go ahead.
So that's what I'm saying. Right now, no one's strong enough to speak, hey, I don't like it. I'm against it. It's wrong. And right now here, Digital Darren, and I think I speak for all of us when I say we don't like it, we're against it, and it's wrong.
Amen.
DigitalDarren.com, thank you guys for listening. This has been a very spirited talk. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher. We're coming into football season. We're going to have a lot of good stuff. I know this is a long way to go from talking about homosexuality to football. We have some good music stuff coming out, Top 5, Part 1 and Part 2. A lot of good podcasts.
The Love Series coming.
The Love Series is coming. Calhoun's Love Series.
Straight Love, of course.
Calhoun's Straight Love Series.
It's raining men on there.
We put that on social media, Thursday? I never thought I'd have to change it up to say Calhoun's Straight Love Series. But anyway, Calhoun's Straight Love Series coming soon. A lot of good stuff at DigitalDarren.com. If you want to contact us, digital, DARON at gmail.com. We definitely want to hear from you. Whatever side of orientation you're on, because this can turn into a part two where somebody defends their thought process. But
definitely
anyway,
call in.
Yeah, definitely call in. We'll be doing live call-ins. This will probably definitely be one of our live call-in topics. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.